Hey folks, it's Sean, and it's time for a weekly huddle. Weekly huddle, talk about stuff that helps us be better practitioners and helps us run a better practice. I want to talk to all the parents out there today. I never in my life did I actually believe that I'd be able to become a parent, but I was able to become a parent later in life and did that times three. And now I have three children and they're small. And I have so much empathy now for those of you that I've been managing and working with and alongside for the last 30 years that have had kids. And I don't know where exactly I want to go with this huddle other than to say, be gracious with yourself in the balancing act of family and work. There's so much guilt and confusion and frustration. As I speak this, I'm at a conference right now and my husband's at home with the three kids. And we probably FaceTime, you know, two or three times a day. And every time I do that, my three-year-old is, Dada, come home. And I think, you know, what am I doing here? Like, why is this important? And then I get home and I'm only home for 10 minutes. And I think I want to go back to the conference. Mostly because it's a lot to have kids. The truth is, man or woman, if you have children, you can have everything, but you can't have it all at once. So you're going to have to make some big adjustments in your life. We did things like we're paying for some childcare sometimes because we have to get a break. We've severely restricted our social life and changed our social life to revolve around the kids. And we're literally saying, this is a year or two of our life is going to be like this. And then the next 3 years is going to be like this. And that this is how it's going to go. So rather than fight the inevitable ambiguity and upset that comes with raising a family and trying to be a professional, my advice would be to kind of go with the flow. Every day is going to be different. Every day is going to create challenges. Here's the great thing about working in veterinary medicine is a lot of people struggle with this work-life family balance. And so what I would encourage you to do at your hospital is let's come up with some processes and ways where we as parents can support one another, but it doesn't hurt the rest of the team. So, you know, maybe we have a buddy system where when my family's on freak out, I can call you and you cover for me for a couple of hours so that I can be there. Maybe we have built-in times in the day where we can check in with our family to make sure that everything's okay. But don't beat yourself up about the struggle, because the struggle is real, not to rip off that term, but it is real. And it's part of what nobody told us when we have kids. You have to do this balancing act. There's no way around it. Talk about it. Not to all of your team members around you, because they're probably not interested, but talk to your supervisor and your leadership team about your struggle and about your commitment to your family, but your commitment to the workplace as well. And would they be willing to help you balance that? So get some help, work with the team. It not only takes a village to raise the kid, it takes a village for you to be able to work outside of the home while you have the family. Good luck. I feel you.